USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A COVID shot for kids moving closer to getting approved. The FDA yesterday releasing a report on Pfizer's shot for kids between 5 and 11. While there are some reports the shot has led some kids to be hospitalized, the FDA says the benefits may still outweigh the risks. An FDA advisory committee meeting next week to discuss recommending emergency use authorization. If you're looking to get a COVID booster shot, any shot will do. The CDC this week approving mixing and matching COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday.
My understanding is that most people will have done largely well with the initial vaccine that they got and may express a preference very much for the original vaccine series they got, having done very well. There may be some people who might prefer another vaccine over the one that they received, and the current CDC recommendations now make that possible.
So if you got vaccinated with any of the three available shots, feel free to get any of the other two for your booster, provided you're eligible. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gas prices now at a level we haven't seen in almost 7 years. In all 50 states, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is over $3. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan telling Fox News yesterday our energy problems start at the White House.
And with winter is coming, there's going to be more pain at the pump, pain for home heating fuel for Americans. And this is a purely homemade problem from the Biden administration's self-imposed unilateral disarmament on American energy independence.
This is the first time the average price per gallon in every state has been above $3 since 2014. AAA's national average now $3.38. Oklahoma with the lowest average, $3.02. California the highest, $4.54. President Biden once again spending the weekend in Delaware. In 276 days in office, Biden has spent almost 40% of that time either in Delaware or at Camp David. CNN reports this is the most time a president has spent away from the White House on personal travel at this point in his presidency in recent history. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A controversial abortion law will be decided by the Supreme Court. Wendy King has more.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a Texas law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy on November 1st. Justices are allowing the law to stay in effect in the meantime. The order comes after the Justice Department asked the court to set aside enforcement as the case works its way through an appeals court. The case is now one of two that they will hear that could impact the Roe v. Wade precedent. Justices have already set arguments for December 1st on a challenge to a Mississippi abortion law. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's the end of an era for those who remember Blue Light specials. Tim Berg has more.
The last Kmart store in California and the West Coast will be closing its doors before the end of the year. The closure of the Grass Valley location marks the end of Kmart's pharmacy business in the continuous 48 states and marks the discount retailer's exit from the very state where it began. The first Kmart store opened in the San Fernando Valley in January of 1962, although the company had its home offices in Michigan for decades. Target is set to take over the Grass Valley location in the new year as it continues to buy up or take over leases at former Kmart locations in California and across the country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.